Parshas Vayetze is within the course of events of what's happening within Klal Yisrael. It's really the real beginning of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the nation of who we are, the family of where we come from, starts this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu marries Rachel and Leah, which makes a Shvatim. Avram and Yitzhak are sort of a preparation for this parasha. So we have here a very, very interesting couple of psukim that introduce us to getting Yaakov in the mode of where he should be in order to prepare for building Klal Yisrael. A very, very beautiful few psukim. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shova v'yelech Charano. Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Shova and he went to Charan. So Rashi asks, Vayetze, why does it say he left Be'er Sheva? Says Rashi, lo yitzarech lichtoiv ele v'yelech Yaakov Charano. What should have said if Yaakov went to Charan? Because it belonged to his Yitzhak, so why does it say he left here and he went there? So Rashi says, because a tzaddik leaves a town, it makes an impression. So, the real kasher is, I mean, what does say, why again say, Be'er Sheva left Choron and went to Choron? It says very clearly last week's parasha, he went to, on the way to Choron. He said go to Choron, he sent to Choron in order to marry the daughter of daughters of Lavan. Kum lech padena aram, beis abesul arami, kach lechom ishu misham, go there. Now, we know where he's going, know where he left. Why have this pasuk b'chlal? Vayelech padena aram, yeah. Why have these psukim? Vayifka b'mokim, says Rashi. Vayifka b'mokim, and he came to the place for Yolen Shom, and he rested there. Says Rashi, Vayifka b'mokim, lo yihizke hakosu be'ezem mokim. He reached the place. What's the place? Says Rashi, doesn't say clearly what the place is. Ela b'mokim hanizke b'mokim acher. Only the place. Every time it says mokim is the place. What is that? Har ha-meria. Shnema boi v'yore es ha-mokim merochik. He saw the place from a distance. The place is Hamaria. Okay? Vayifka, what's Vayifka mean? Says Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Pirushu Loshen Tefillah. Vayifka Loshen of Tefillah. Velamednu Shetikein Tefillas Arvis. Yaakovinu Davend Marv. Okay? Vishona Hakos Lekos of Vayispalal. If so, why did it not say the word Vayispalal? Why Vayifka? Says Rashi, the Lamedchot Ticha Shekot Tuloi Ha'oretz. The land jumped towards him. So let's go work through carefully this psukim. First of all, why is it that Yaakov Avinu composed, as it were, Mariv at this particular place? Yaakov Avinu at this stage was an old man, right? He'd been 63 years in Yitzchok's home. He'd been another 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva. Plenty of time to be inspired to prepare and to compose Mariv. Yeah, you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, you're sitting in the place Kodesh Kadoshim, the holiest place with your father, the time of your grandfather. At this age, now you're thinking of making Maariv up. What inspired him? What got him going that at this particular place, on the trot, on the path, on the journey, you know, middle of nowhere, he's davening Maariv. What happened? Why couldn't he do that in Yeshiva? Shem Ve'eva, every night, make Maariv. Right? What's the dafka over here thought about Maariv? So, and furthermore, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was Mesakim Shachris, Yitzchok Mencha, and Yaakov Mariv. Asks Rav Zalman Sirotskin, the day, as we know, goes by Erev Vayivoyke. It starts at night and then follows into the day. If that's the case, why do we have that the Ovis began, Avram Avinu started Shachris? Avram Avinu should start at Mariv, Yitzchok Shachris, and Yaakov Mincha, that's how the day works. Why is it that Avraham Avinu, you know, sort of forgot about Maariv, started in Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, and Yaakov is, for the next day, is doing for the Maariv? It doesn't seem to fit in the course of how the day unravels and unrolls. It doesn't seem to fit in the normal course of action. So says Zalman Sirotsky in a very, very nice law, which is actually very famous. I'll be happy to see if it's somebody said it earlier than him. It's something that I'm sure you've heard, and I'm sure it's something that has deeper and earlier Makoris, but haven't found them. The Zalman Sirotsky said as Naim Natoya like this. He says each of the three Ovos lived in a different environment. Each of them had different life experiences. And each one therefore composed or ordered the tefillah that best represented the life that they lived. Avram Avinu had a difficult childhood, there's no doubt, and he had a difficult life. But the nisyonos he went through, the trials he went through, were recognized by different people as heroic. Being in a kivshon ha'ish, he must have been a little concerned, that he may be killed. But it was in front of all the cameras, and he came out victorious. He came out with all the cameras, unbelievable. He came out of the kivshon ha'ish, and he won. And his nisyonos were very high profile. And even if they weren't high profile, he was saved from them in miraculous ways. He went to fight the Molochim in Sodom, the kings in Sodom, and he went out a very small army against huge battalions, and he won them. And the Gemara says, the Medrash brings down that he threw sand and it turned into arrows, right? He was high profile. He lived a life of, eventually, of tremendous respect by different people. People respected him, people recognized him, people gave him honor, people gave him cover, people gave him wealth. And although he had his nisyonos, he actually lived a life of privilege. He had a difficult life, but he lived a life of privilege. Yet Avram Avinu, in his life of privilege, of wealth, of fame, he composed Shachris to teach us that with all that, with all that's going on, with all your success, don't forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't forget where it comes from, don't forget who to thank, and daven Shachris. That was Avram Avinu, that's Shachris. Yitzchok is a different story. Yitzchok did not live with all that fame. Yitzchok was brought up in Avram Avinu's home. Fine, granted. Yitzchok had a very covered up life. There's hardly any mention of what Yitzchok did and how he ran his life. Correct? There's very little. There's a little bit about Peirus, and a little bit with regard to his relationship to Yaakov and Esau, but very little how Yitzchok ran his life. It's a very mysterious person. He doesn't have a high profile, visible life. Doesn't have that. Yitzchok had a life where he, on one hand, he lived a life of privilege in the basking in the glory of Avram Avinu. On the other hand, though, Yitzchok himself suffered tremendously, and that was what we've been suffering all the time. The Bris Ben Absorim, when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that his children were going to Golos, began at the birth of Yitzchok. The Golos began by Yitzchok. Yeah? That's when it began. The 400 years began at the birth of Yitzchok. You know, Abimelech says to Yitzchok, Leich mimona, get lost, go away, leave us. No, that Golos, that thousands and thousands, millions of Yidden have all been through generations, did not begin, Avram Avinu began with Yitzchok. Yitzchok lived in a time of just before Shkia Sachamo. He lived in a time where the sun wasn't in his greatest height. He was living towards door at dusk already. It was going darker, it was going down, the sun was going down. At the time when a person lives in a time where he's not, everything's not going fantastically for him, he doesn't have everything, neither is he going through a tremendous suffering, that is the best time to daven. When a person has everything, he feels koichi ve'itzim yodi, you know, it's my strength. In a time of tremendous suffering, it's very difficult for a person to concentrate. Yitzchok lived in a time where it was a sun was going down. And in that being the case, it's brought down that the best tefillah is mincha. Eliyahu noinena elu tefillas mincha. Eliyahu is answering tefillas mincha, because mincha is the best time to daven when things are going not as well as you would have liked to, but not terrible. That's Yitzchok. And therefore Yitzchok composed mincha in a time where Kivar Shemesh, the sun was going down a little. Yaakov Avinu did not exaggerate when he said to Paroi, Ma'at v'royim hoyu yimei shnei chayei. My days of my life are few and difficult. From the very, very beginning, Yaakov Avinu didn't have a moment's respite. He didn't have a moment's peace. In the mother's womb, they give the guy a chance. In the mother's womb, Esau is out there to get him. Right? From the very beginning, Esau is out there to destroy him. Eventually, he has to run away from Esav, and he goes to Lavan, his uncle. He gets swindled out of marriage. He works for Lavan like a complete slave. 7 years for a wife, and Lavan swindles him. And eventually, he manages to get out of Lavan, and again, he almost was killed by Esav, and then his daughter got raped, and his child got killed as far as he knew. Things were difficult from beginning to the very end. Yaakov Avinu lived in a choshech. He lived in darkness. He lived in a time where actually all he saw was gloom and doom. And Athol pi kein, even so, Yaakov felt that even on the time, in this journey over here, he's left behind his cozy Beis Medrash. Shame they lived there for 14 years. He left behind Avram and Yitzchok's home. He's on the way now to Lavan to be in a big bad world of business, of finance, with the wheeler dealers, the second-hand car salesman of Lavan. He's really out there, a yeshiva guy, out there in a big bad world. In that particular time, with all the gloom and doom, Yaakov Avinu composed Maariv. To tell us, to express, however bad things are, there's Rabbeinu Shleilam, Ma'ayin Yovei Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Yeah, Ma'ayin Yovei Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem is Yaakov Avinu. Yeah? The makkel of Yaakov Avinu is Losh Rosh says, Ma'olam Kevinu Loch. Yaakov Avinu represented Emunah and Betochen. And therefore, Dafka, in this time, when he was in the most difficult position of his life, alone, independent as it were, nobody to guide him, nobody to lead him, nobody to protect him, that and only then did he compose Maariv. If he would have davened Maariv beforehand, it would have been Maariv before Tzeisa Kechovim. And it's, you know, Maariv for Tzeisa Kechovim is not Lachatchila. He had to wait till Nacht, he had to wait till everything was dark, and that's why Dafka over here, he composed Maariv. Says the Zalman Sorotskin, in a time when a person is suffering, a time when a person feels helpless, to daven then is very difficult. He's preoccupied. Perhaps, says the Zalman Sorotskin, that's why we hold Maariv as Rishus. Maybe in that time we hold Maariv as Rishus. Maariv has a different level. We don't practice that halacha, right? Perhaps that's why. And therefore, the question we asked beforehand, why did Yaakov Avinu wait till over here to daven Maariv? Because he wanted to show us that the time of Maariv is dafkan, a time when I have absolutely nothing, that is a time to daven. Not like Avram Avinu had everything, not like Yitzchak had, you know, the sun was going down, in the darkness that's when he davened. But Yaakov Avinu davened to Ribbono Shel Olam at a time that he was already prepared in a different way. Now this is a beautiful, beautiful piece of Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Pasuk says, as we mentioned beforehand, Vayishka v'mokem ahu, he laid down in that place. The Yosim Rashosov, yeah. So he brought down the Yishka Mokimahu, he laid down in that place. Loshen Miut. It is an exclusion. But Oisoi Mokim Shochal. In that place, Yaakov Avinu rested. Avol Yuddal Shonim, Shushimish, Beis Eve, Loi Shocha Balailo. In a 14 years of Beis Eve, he never slept. Shohoya Oisik Batoyah is earning in Torah. Now, we have to understand this. Let's get perspective over here. Yaakov Avinu had Avram and Yitzchok to learn from. Till he was 15 years old, he had Avram Avinu. 63 years old, he left Yitzchok's home. Yitzchok says to him, Yaakov, go and get married. Go, leave, off you go. Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years before he went to Lavan in Shiva Shem Ve'eva. Only then he went to get married or look for a shidduch, and he was 22 years in the house of Lavan. Those 22 years, he stayed by Lavan, he was punished, that 22 years, Yosef was not with him, because he did not do kibbutz of aim. Those 14 years, he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, he was not punished for, and Yaakov Avinu stayed there. It does not seem to say that there was any tainus, there's no complaints against him, he was fine. Asked Yaakov Kamenetsky, why did he have to stop off in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva? He's 63 years old. He wasn't a slow starter. He's somebody who's learning Vayigdulu Hanaorim at 13 years old already. Yaakov was Ish Tom Yeshiva Olim. He was the world's masmid. He was learning. What was he learning? From Yitzchok. He had plenty to learn from. Why did he have to stop off and go from Yitzchok to Shem Ve'eva? What's the idea behind that? Yeah, it's like a father telling him, go buy yourself a pair of shoes and he goes to the Beis Medrash. He's not listening. What's going on? And if he's not listening, why is he not punished for that? Says Ryanka Kamenetsky, what does it mean, the Torah of Shem Ve'eva? What was unique about the learning of Shem Ve'eva that Yitzchak couldn't teach him? So he says that the Torah of Avram and Yitzchak was a very sterile Torah. It was a Torah that was taught in an environment of Tahara. If there's any bad influences around, they got rid of the bad influences. Yishmael was Mitzachik. Shmuel was playing games, and he sent him packing. No bad influences in Yitzchok's education by learning by Avram Avinu. It was a very sterile environment. Now the question is, why did we Why did Yaakov stop with Shem Ve'eva for 14 years? Why did he not learn all the stuff by Avraham and Yitzchok? Yeah? So Avraham and Yitzchok taught you can learn Torah in a very sterile environment. Close the doors, close the base of Medrash, and you can learn, you know, amongst B'nai Torah in a frum neighborhood. That is what the Torah he learned. And he learned a lot, there's no doubt about it. Shem Ve'eva were unique that they taught Torah and they learned Torah when the whole world was corrupt. Shem was a survivor of the Mabul. Eva was a survivor of the Dora Flogger. They learnt Torah in an environment where the whole world is falling apart, not in a sterile environment. They taught, and they taught the tools of how to learn Torah when the whole world is corrupt, when there's all the tumah flying around. They learnt Torah, they taught Torah in a world where you don't have the tools to be completely wrapped up in a cushion and protected from the outside influences. Yaakov Avinu learnt from Avraham and Yitzchok wonderful things. He did not learn, though, how to live in a big bad world. That he had to learn from the Torah of Shem Ve'eva. Shem Ve'eva taught him how to survive, gave him the tools to survive the big bad world. He had to stay 14 years there before he went to Lavan. Lavan was a corrupted, lying, conniving, cheating individual. In order that he should not be influenced, the Ish Emes should not be influenced, he had to learn by Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. It's brought down later on. Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef. It said by Yosef he was a ben zakunim huloi. Yeah, ben zakunim means he was the child of the old age. But zakunim can also mean ze shakona chochma, the one who acquired wisdom. So Rashi brings down from the unklus, kol ma shalomad, everything he learned by Shem Ve'eva he taught Yosef. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and what about what he learned by Avraham and Yitzchok? Why not go and learn Shem Ve'eva? So he said, Yaakov Avinu had nevuah that Yosef needs more than what he learned by Avraham and Yitzchok. Of course, Avraham and Yitzchok Torah he taught to all his kids. Shem Ve'eva's Torah he had to teach to Yosef because he knew Yosef was going to be away from the family. Didn't know exactly how, but he'll need those Torahs by himself sometime. And therefore he taught him Shem Ve'eva's Torah, the tools of survival, living amongst the terrible, terrible tomb of Mitzrayim. How he should survive that Torah he taught to him that was unique to Yosef. To Shem Ve'eva gave us the tools how to survive. So Yaakov Avinu didn't come to this stage of leaving Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charano. The Mefarshim said that Be'er Sheva was Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheva was the seat of Kedusha where Avraham and Yitzchak lived. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, he left Be'er Sheva. He left the seat of Kedusha, the yeshiva world, Vayelech Charano. And he's going to Choron. What's Choron? Choron of Charon Af, of anger, of the big bad world. How did he leave this? The parish is not introducing us. It's not a superfluous posuk. The posuk is telling us, how do you leave Be'er Sheva? How do you leave behind the yeshiva environment and survive in a world of Choron Af? Vayifka v'mokoyim. First of all, he daven. And he asked for Siyata Dishmaya. Secondly, the posuk says that he didn't sleep. Now, the first time he slept now, because 14 years, he had been learning in Shem Ve'eva, which means to live and survive in a world of Charon Af, you got to have the guidance and the tools of how to live in a big bad world. You know, they say, B'mokin shebala tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gmurim echoyim lamid. In the place of bala tshuva stand, even tzadikim can't stand. So various, many, many different mefarshim explanations what that means. Yeah, some people say it's referring to the tshuva, the levels of tshuva. You talk about Torah and Tzavar, the levels of tshuva that Baal Tshuva makes is much stronger than the levels of tshuva a Tzadik Gomor does. Various different explanations. One explanation I've heard many times is that a Baal Tshuva has the antibodies. He knows how to live in the bad world. He's come from it. He knows what it's like there. He knows what it's like living amongst a goyim. He knows what it's like living amongst a bad environment. He knows. And therefore, you put him back in that environment, the mokhoin shabalat tshuva oimdim, the place that he stands, tzadikim gemurim. You take a guy from Bnei Brak, a guy from Eishav, never left the Torah world, and you dump him in the middle of a trefa, goisha area. You know, he doesn't know what to do, he gets completely lost. Right? You need the antibodies, you need to know how to deal with the big bad world. So Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva, he left the Torah environment, went to Choron. How did he do it? Number one, he had tefillah. He davened Mariv to ask for Siyata Dishmaya. And number two, beforehand, he had trained himself in Mitoshiva Shem Ve'eva to learn the survival tools from the veterans, from the experts in the field. Now, the tefillah that Yaakov davened, what did that do for him? How did that help him? So I want it, so Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful mahalach over here. A beautiful, beautiful mahalach. And he says that this. He says, that if you look in the Pasuk, a little bit later, Yaakov Avinu has a dream. V'yachalim. He has a dream. V'hinei sulam mutzav arzo. He has a ladder going up to Shemayim. V'roishim magia Shemayim. And his head reaches Shemayim. V'hinei malachei lekim oilim v'yodim. And malachim going up and down. Okay? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him beautiful bracha. Hashem says to him, Ani Hashem v'lekei Avraham avicho v'lekei Yitzchok oretz hashat ha'sheichu v'lecho. I'm going to give you it. L'chot din azarecho, I'll give you everything. You'll be fruitful, you'll be multiple. V'yikatz Yaakov mishnosi. Yaakov wakes up. Oh, there's Hashem over here. I never knew. V'noich leidot. I had no idea. V'yir v'yoyim. How great is this place. Ein zeh kiim beis elokim. This is a place of Hashem. V'zeh shashmoyim. So Moshe is medayik a few things. First of all, what does it mean when it says v'yifka b'mokim? So we mentioned before, v'yifka b'mokim means that the place, v'yifka b'mokim, Rashi says, they had kvitzas haderech. So Rashi brings, the Gemara talks about this in Chulin. L'lamei shekoftzo loy ha'oretz. The land, koftzo loy ha'oretz. How do you translate that? Koftzo loy ha'oretz.
Jumped for him.
Jumped for him. So if you medite it carefully, this is different to any other kvitzas haderech in the rest of the Torah. Kvitzas haderech usually means where tzaddik goes somewhere, yeah, and it's like, you know, you go in the airport and there's like a moving floor, there's an escalator, like a moving flat floor, yeah, when you have a long, long walk from the sleeve in the plane till the main in a sort of arrival lounge. So there's a long, long walk. So you have like escalators, you're moving floors that as you walk on, you know, you got the guy who decides not to go on it, and you go on it, and as you walk, you sort of make the same amount of steps and you're like much further than him. That's normally Kvitz Haderech means that you move your feet and you get to that place a lot quicker. That's normal Kvitz Haderech. Vayivka Loyamokim over here, the Gemara says in Chulin was different from Moshe's Madaik. Vayivka Loyamokim means the Gemara says over there that he went to Choron, but then he was upset. He said, how can I possibly have passed on my way Har HaMoriah, not davened over there? And he's upset. So the Gemara says, Koftzo loy ha-mokim means the place came to him. In other words, the Har HaMoriah, Yaakov stayed in Choron, and Har HaMoriah was transported to Yaakov. Yeah, not pshat, he came back to Har HaMoriah very quickly. Har HaMoriah was taken, was cut from where it was, yeah, and pasted right next to Yaakov. Yaakov became in Choron in Har HaMoriah. The place came to Yaakov. Not Yaakov came to Har HaMoriah quicker, the place Har HaMoriah was extracted from where it was and placed somewhere else. Asks Rav Moshe, why did Yaakov need that message? Why was this different to any other place in Torah where Kvitzas HaDerech means you get there quicker? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him on a Concorde straight to Har HaMoriah. Why is Har HaMoriah got to come to you? So he says like this. He says, Yaakov Avinu believed till now that it's possible two things. It's possible to be a yeshiva bacha, yeah, to be a yeshiva guy in a house of Avraham and Yitzchok. Be in a proper yeshiva environment, a sterile environment, that is possible. Fine, he learned that. He also learned from Shem Ve'eva that it's possible, I'm explaining the build up to this, it's possible with the right tools to survive and keep the same levels you are even in a dangerous environment of the world. One's able to keep constant, to be solid, not to fall in the other environment. What he did not know was that it's actually, you can have a Beis HaMedrash in the most darkest place where you are. The Kodesh Baruch Hu taught him over here that in Choron you can have the Har HaMoriah. You're in Choron. Choron is a place of Lavan, a bunch of swindlers. You know, cynical people mockers. You know, the time Yaakov Avinu got married. Yeah, he thought he was marrying Rachel, and really is marrying Leah. So Medrash brings down, they're all going, Oh Leah, Oh Leah, Oh Leah, Oh Leah. Yeah, Oh Leah, this is Leah, it's Leah, right? Nobody went to Yaakov and said, Yaakov, one second, before you do the Kedushin, yeah, or before you do the Bedekin, have a good look. I'm telling you, it's not wrong. Nobody told him. So what's saying, Harle, later on? They're a bunch of jokers. Yeah, they're all enjoying the trick that Lavan did. How is it possible to survive such a thing? That's shame for Eva. Said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to bring you Har HaMoriah, the most Kodesh place in the world, to Choron. In Choron itself, you can have the Har HaMoriah. In the most Tomei place in the world, you can have Har HaMoriah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu transported Har HaMoriah to Choron to show him that the most Kodesh place, more Kodesh than Avraham and Yitzchak's home, you can actually have in Choron. You can grow and you can be in yeshiva in the darkest places. You don't have to be in shul, davening shachris. You don't have to be in yeshiva learning. You don't have to say, oh, if I was in yeshiva, then I would grow. No, you can become a great person wherever you are. You can become great in every environment, whether it's by the kitchen sink, or whether it's by in the office, or whether it's by you're traveling, doing business. You can make a Har HaMoriah. You can take in the soin and make it great wherever you are. And that's why Har HaMoriah came to Choron. You can make a Choron a Har HaMoriah. And that's Peshat. Later on, he had a dream of this. We have this. V'yachalim chaloyim had a dream. V'yachalim hine sulam mutzav arzo. He had the sulam. He had the ladder going up. V'roshem megeh ashamayim. So the famous Baal Shem Tov says, brought down many places in Tamid Baal Shem, that sulam mutzav arzo. Have you heard this before? What is that, Rosh HaTevis? Very good. Sudas livui malka. Yeah, Sulam is Rosh Teva. Sulam is Sudas Livoy Malka, the Suda of Malava Malka. What's the Shaychus? What's Sulam Mutz? Yeah, very nice. Sulam Livoy Malka. What's Pshat? Says Rav Moshe. It's brought down in many Sorim. I saw the same, exactly the same vort in Nesiva, what's it called?
Shalom?
Nesiva Shalom, yeah. Exactly the same as Nesiva Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Yaakov Avinu like this. Yaakov Avinu, you think that there's no growth that can be done. It's so dark right now. You think, Mamish, Marv, oh, going to Lavan's house, it's dark, nothing, that's it, I can just about survive. You're making a mistake. You can have a sulam, you can have a ladder which mutz of outsaw. Its base is deep down on the ground. It's mamish chimrius. It's dark. It's mamish on this earth. And you can have, with the right aspirations, with the right levels of knowing what you're doing, you can climb on this sulam. That's base is on this earth, and you can climb all the way up to Shemayim. You can become a malach. You can use gashmius. You can use olam hazeh. Not only to survive in it, Hashem ve'eva. No, you can use that as a ladder to grow and become great. You can use Lavan as not only as somebody to survive and fight against, but learn from Lavan. Now it's brought down many places. Reb Leib Lopin used to say, Yaakovina said at the end to get to Esav, Im Lavan garti v'tar mitzvah shmati v'lemadta v'maisav haroyim. I lived by Lavan all this time. I never learned from his good ways. It never learned from his bad ways. The question is, Esav does not want to hear that. Esav wants to hear that Yaakov is not doing well, because otherwise, you know, he will not get the brachas. Esav gets all the blessings that Yaakov is not doing well. So why is Yaakov saying to him, Esav, I did everything, I didn't deviate, I learned everything, I didn't do anything wrong. Esav doesn't want to hear that. The teretz is, says Reb Leib Lopin, that Yaakov is saying to Esav, I've been all these years by Lavan, and I never learnt from Lavan what I should be learning from him. I never learnt to do mitzvahs with the same enjoyment that Lavan does Averis. I should have learnt from him. I never learnt from his bad ways to do mitzvahs with the same enjoyment he does Averis. You can be in this world. You can be in Olam Hazeh. You can have the ladder that is deep, strongly in this world, lying down on this earth. And he can have Reishoi Magiyah Shemaimah, and your heads can be all the way up into Shemaim. That's what Kosh Baruch was teaching him. You don't have to be Avraham Yitzchok's home. You don't have to be Shem Ve'eva to survive. You can be in this world and grow. You can have a Sulam and grow level by level and be in Shemaim. That is Sudas Livei Malka. Sudas Livei Malka is a Suda that you have after Shabbos. Shabbos, you're living with Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not in the business world. You're not in the world of communications. You're not amongst Goyim. You're at home with your family. And you think, that is when I can grow. Shabbos is when I grow. During the week, I'm surviving. But Shabbos is my time of growth. No. Suda Lava Malka is a suda that you have afterwards, where you take a bit of old challah from Shabbos, right? And you sit down, and you take Shabbos in with you to the week. You take the lessons of Shabbos in with you to the week, and this little meal of a weekday becomes a chosh of a meal. You can take a little bit of old bread and make it kodesh. You can make this meal a great meal. That is Suda Lava Malka. That is the Sula Mutzvah Artzo. You can be in Olam Hazeh and have your head mamish in Shemaim. There's a famous, there's a wonderful, wonderful book. I really do suggest you read it. There's a book called Holy Woman. It's a book by, it's written by Sarah Rigler. And she wrote it about somebody who I happen to know on a personal basis, Rebbetzin Kramer, Alei Hashalom. A very, very unbelievable woman. She lived behind Meir Sha'orim. And she went through the camps. She never had children of her own. She adopted many children. She was like a real mother, an incredible balas moifus, very, very special. But she lived a few years back. And Sir Rigler was close to her, and she wrote a book based on her. And I'm telling you, this book is a bestseller. And you don't have to be a tremendous genius to work out why. It's an incredibly, incredible. Historically, it's written extremely well. But just who she was. Sir Rigler is a balas tshuva. And she was in the ashram for a few years. Okay? In the ashram, she was studying Buddhism. At one conversation with Rebbetzin Kramer, Rebbetzin Kramer was in the Holocaust, in the concentration camps, and never, because of that, she couldn't have children. And she suffered terribly. Rebbetzin Kramer said to Sarah Rigler said to Rebbetzin Kramer, it must have been so hard in a concentration camp. How did you survive? He said, survive? What are you talking about? In the ashram it was difficult. You are the Nebuch, I wasn't the Nebuch. Do you know how many opportunities one has to grow in a concentration camp? Do you know how much chesed one can do? Do you know how much Kiddush Hashem one can do? Do you know how much you can see the Rebbeinu Shel in the concentration camp? Do you know how much Emunah B'Tochen one can grow in levels of Emunah B'Tochen in the concentration camp? It was a place to growth. It wasn't a place to survive. I became who I was in the concentration camp. Nebuch, you Nebuch, surrounded by all that tumah and ashram. Oh, you must have suffered. I didn't suffer. Sulam Mutzav Arzu, you can have a sulam that's placed in this world, but Rosh Magi Hashemayim is all the way up. And that's what Yaakovina learnt. Yaakovina learnt that you can have Choron and Har Maria at the same time. You can bring the Har Maria to Choron. You can have Sulam Mutzav Arzu. You can have full gashmi for Rosh Hashanah Gei Hashemayim. And that's what Shaitis later on, says Ramesha. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosui. Yaakov woke up. Vayoyime Ochein Yesh Hashem Mokim Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Vanoichi Lo Yedati. I never knew what. Says Rashi, I never knew that this place was Kodesh, otherwise I never have slept there. Asks Ramesha, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done Nisim to bring you back to this place, or to bring a place to you. Okay, it wasn't just happen haphazard. Look at the course of events that brought you back over here. You have 12 stones, and all those 12 stones become one. Tremendousness. You have a dream that is giving you guidance. Tremendousness. Yeah, you have a haftoch v'kosh brocha, beautiful bracha. HaKosh Baruch Hu wants you here. HaKosh Baruch Hu wants to give you this message over here. HaKosh Baruch Hu wants to give you brachas over here. What are you so upset about? For noichel yedati, if I would have known. So Ramesha says, perhaps he could learn a little bit different. Vanoichel Yadati. He said, for those 14 years, in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, he never slept. Because Yaakovina thought that the only way to become great in this world is to completely disconnect from Olam HaGashmi. To disconnect with Gashmis. Vanoichel Yadati, I never knew that by sleeping, I can reach such high levels. That I can get messages from Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and I can get nevuah, and Hashem will give me nisim to show me that even sleeping the Shem Shemayim, the most bahamiest, most animalistic thing there is in the world, sleep can actually be a kodesh thing. V'noichi lo yadati, I never realized that's the case. I never realized that one can grow through sleep. I thought just a survival, you sleep in order to survive. No, it's growth. V'yira v'yoyme, says Yaakov Vinu. Manoira hamokei mazeh. I want to say this is Peshat, this is the Chassidus of all, but I think it's Emes. But Yerubayoyma, he saw all these lessons. What did he see? He left Be'er Shava, he left his parents behind, he left his grandparents behind. He left Avram Yitzchak's home. Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Shava, vayelech Choron, he went to Choron. Choron is Chorin Af, he went to the big bad world. And he was petrified, he was terribly nervous. He took with him, as the Pasuk said, he took with him the learning of 14 years by Shem Ve'eva. He took survival tactics from Shem Ve'eva that he would not have been able to survive by loving without that. And he davened Marav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a message. V'anoichi lo yadati, in the end he never knew this message. The message was that a person doesn't only, is not expected only to survive in levels of living in this world. This world is meant to give you a ladder to become Reish HaMagia HaShemayim. One can take everything one has and work at the Shem Shemayim. One can take Nisyonos in this world and work at the Shem Shemayim. A person can take everything Reish HaMagia HaShemayim. Yaakov Avinu can sleep and it can be the Shem Shemayim. Don't have to not sleep anymore, he can sleep and he can be the Shem Shemayim. Vayira Vayoma, when he saw this, he says, Manoira Hamokim Azeh. Every person should go through life and say, Manoira Hamokim Azeh. Every position in life, this place where I am now, it doesn't have to be that you're in yeshiva, it doesn't have to be you in kollel, it doesn't have to be you in shul. Every position you are during the day, every place you are in your life, Manoira Hamokim Azeh, how wonderful this place is. Ein Zeh Kiyim Beis Elokim, I can bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu here. This is Beis Elokim, I can bring the Beis Medrash to me. V'zeh Shah Shemoyim. And by working with this message, realizing the potential of using this world in the correct way, you can actually become Rosh Magia Shemayim. You can actually, this could be your key and your opening, Be'ez Hashem, to a tremendous Olam Haba. Besides knowing how to live in Olam Haza. Shkoyach.